Welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is actually a spinoff of a Facebook group. My name is Sharon McLaughlin. I created that Facebook group for female physicians so that they would have a place to come and learn about business, to network, and to grow. And we've done just that. So if you're interested, take a look at our show notes for our website, as well as a direct link to the Facebook group. This podcast is going to be about everything business. So let's listen along as we hear about tips to help grow our business. Before we get started, let me tell you about a digital marketing platform I've been using. It is where I host my website. So it has a website capability with very fast loading speed. It has a funnel builder. It has an e-commerce where I can sell my products. It has WordPress hosting, a chat builder where I can talk to customers. Has a webinar platform, has an e-learning where I can create my courses. It has an app builder if you wanted to do a mobile app. It has a directory builder, has a booking app where people can book appointments with me, has an autoresponder where I can send out emails. It also has professional email creation, such as Sharon at Sharon Mac Wellness. It has social proof pop-ups where people buy. It pops up on your website or landing pages. Has the ability to do text messaging and Telegram funnels, CRM so you can keep track of your customers as they're on your website, a script generator, a magazine builder, a mock-up studio, 3D photo ability, video builder, a floating video, a video wrapper, video tags, video funnel builder, video hosting, and design resources so you could really bring your website to life. It also has a marketplace where you can sell your products to different people on the platform, as well as a web agency. So if you wanted to create a website agency, you can certainly do that. And they also have SEO reporting. You can try all of these tools for $1 for 30 days. I'll put the link down below. Let's get on with our program for today. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being here today. So today we actually have a non-physician. It is Donna DeRosa. She is an author, a cookbook, a blogger, a vlogger. I have known Donna for a number of years now. We met at an indie business network set up by Donna Maria years ago. It was in Manhattan. And I just remember meeting her. She had so much life and she loves that Mediterranean lifestyle. And as you guys know, I'm very much into wellness. So when Donna came out with a cookbook recently, I said, I have to have you on the podcast and blog. It's so important because I'm all about eating a Mediterranean lifestyle. I think it's actually the healthiest diet for us. We all talk about these trendy diets and keto, and none of those I don't think are sustainable, but a Mediterranean lifestyle to me is truly sustainable. Both the food that we eat and the lifestyle making time for us, it incorporates everything that I stand for. And Donna is right in line with that. So I'm happy and thrilled to have you on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me, I know that the Mediterranean lifestyle, even back then, was really important for you. Mm-hmm. How did you get into this? You know, what were your thoughts about this? Why did you want to do this?
Well, at the time, I live on the East Coast now, but back then I was living in Los Angeles and I was working a very high pressure job. I was working a lot of hours. I was in online publishing and I was an automotive journalist and I was a managing editor of an automotive company. And it was really fun. I don't want to say like, oh my God, I work so hard. But we just put in so much time and it was really fun. But I really wasn't taking care of myself. And I would get home late at night and I would either go out to eat or I'd get takeout or something. So I really wasn't paying attention to my health. And then I discovered that I had high blood pressure. And so I went to the doctor and he was recommending to me just to eat more vegetables because he said, you really don't have like super high blood pressure. If you would just lose some weight, you could probably not need medicine. But he said, but right now I'm going to put you on high blood pressure medicine. So my goal has always been to get off the medication and just be healthy on my own. So he would talk to me about vegetables and things like that. It kind of took a long time for me to come around to it because I used to be a vegetarian a long time ago. And I thought, well, should I go back to that? I kind of like really don't want to completely exclude a food category anymore. And so I discovered on my own the Mediterranean diet in my research. And I tried it and I thought, oh my God, this is the key. This is so easy. It's all the foods that I love. And the Mediterranean diet's not really a diet. You know, it's not like the Atkins diet or the South Beach diet or something. We say diet as meaning the types of foods that we eat. So our diet, we have a healthy diet, you know, so it just seemed to be the answer. And when I started doing it, I'm still on my weight loss journey, but at the time When I started doing it, it just seemed so easy and pounds would melt off very slowly, but without me even noticing that I was doing anything that much different. And it was still all the foods that I love. So that's how I really got started on the Mediterranean diet. And I realized it just works for me. And I just wanted to, you know, shout it from the rooftops and tell everyone, this is the answer. This is the key.
It is. You know, I do a weight loss wellness program, and Mediterranean is included in that, and a link to your cookbook as well.
Oh, thanks.
So tell me about the idea of the cookbook. How did this come about?
Yes, here I have a copy here. Let me hold it up.
I'll hold up mine as well.
I should have gotten some screen grabs ready so I could share my screen. Oh, there you go.
It's so, I love it.
It's big, isn't it?
It's big, beautiful. It's actually the colors that I adore, and everything in it is, I've tried some of the recipes already. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Well, how it came about is I started blogging, and back at the time when we met, I was trying to figure out what I wanted my blog to be about. I knew that I had left my job and I moved back east again to be closer to my family. So I was trying to strike out on my own, and I was just trying to find a focus, because, you know, everyone tells you when you start your own website, you have to find a niche and you have to, you know, all those things, you have to find your target market. And I was really just trying to find myself at first. And a lot of times they tell you your target market, you know, ends up being you 5 years ago, right? So so I started writing about the Mediterranean lifestyle and the diet. And I really had I have a lot of content on my site about the lifestyle itself and not just about the food. And I discovered that food was sort of taking over my website after a while. And I broke it out into a separate website. So I do have a cooking website, and then I leave the lifestyle all on my regular DonnaDrezza.com. But a publisher found me, happened to find my blog because they were looking for people. It's the company is Callisto Media, and what they do is they're not a traditional publishing company. They do a lot of data research to find out what topics people are interested in at the time, and then they decide to write books about that. So instead of you presenting a book to them, they present a book to you. So then they go out and they try to find someone who would fit the topic that they have and who would write it. So they contacted me, and you know, first I thought, well, this must be spam, you know, because this just seems crazy, right? But then I kind of looked into it and checked out the company, and I thought, oh, this is might be legit. So I set up a call with them to talk to them. And they already had the idea for the book and the outline for the book. So I would just sort of fit in as the writer for hire. But I had to audition. It wasn't just like, yes, we had a nice conversation, and that was it. I don't know how many people they contacted. So if you ever get contacted by them, they're a legit company. And they publish lots and lots of cookbooks. And because they follow this path of trying to find data-driven topics to write about, they have so many cookbooks and little niche topics that could really be particular to a small group of people. I mean, the Mediterranean diet is really popular, so this is one of their bigger books. That's why they called it the big book, has a lot of things in it. So I submitted a writing sample and I submitted some recipes to them. They chose me. And I, now that I know a little bit more about the company, they have, you know, cookbooks on every tiny little topic, you know, so it's really an interesting company. It's an interesting way to go about it. And so that's how it all came about. And we sort of just hit it off together, and they liked my writing and I liked what they were trying to do with the book itself. And I loved the outline that they had given me, but they gave me a lot of freedom to write within that outline, and the recipes were up to me, you know, so that's basically how it all came about.
I know a little bit about big book publication. A few years back, I was invited to the Harvard Writing Workshop, and I was asked to be guest staff there. And one of the things that they said is, when you get your book published, it's no longer your book, it's their book, all right? Okay. So when you say this, that you had a lot of leeway, it's really great to hear. Sounds mm-hmm. like a wonderful company to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of editing process, you know, which I was glad of, because I have self-published books before, you know, so it really was just up to whatever I wanted to put out into the world. And but to work with professional editors, and I was a journalist, so I was used to being edited. I think if you're not used to being edited by people, it can be kind of a really harsh process. But it was great because they hired a professional cookbook editor to work with me. And you know, I thought I knew how to write a recipe until I worked with a cookbook editor who really taught me how to be so clear in how to write a recipe, and that there are certain rules about writing a recipe. So I learned so much during the process. You know, at the same time, I got to produce this great book, which I love.
Donna, did they know that you were in publishing prior to this when they reached out to you?
Not when they just knew I was a blogger who had, you know, a semi, you know, small audience. You know, I wasn't like a huge blogger. And they liked the writing that they saw on my website. But then when they talked to me, I think it was an added bonus that they realized that I was a professional journalist. So I knew how to write, and I knew how to write within a word count and on a deadline and, you know, all those things. So I think it really helped the process go smoothly that I just really followed all their instructions. And, you know, I figured they know a lot more than me about book publishing, because I didn't know anything about book publishing. And I just followed their instructions and kept to their word count and all that. And so the process went very smoothly.
Looking back, and I don't mean just the cookbook, I mean everything, you know, your path. You were burnt out, sounds like, and this is why you moved back to the East Coast. A lot of our physicians that are listening to this, they are burnt out.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give? Doesn't matter that you're a non-physician, it's all the same. Burnout is burnout.
Right.
You wanted to find a path. Perhaps they're unclear about their path going forward. Mm-hmm. Any advice looking back that you could give?
Mm-hmm. Well, the scary part of going out on your own is always, how are you going to make money, right? So I made sure that I had a big cushion. I saved up a lot of, as much money as I could before I decided to leave, so that I would have a big cushion before I started to earn money on my own. And I also just, you know, just to take care of your health too, because that burnout, you know, I learned a lot about health trying to take care of my burnout. And I had low vitamin D levels, you know, because I was always working inside. And I remember my physician at the time telling me, it's actually a problem among physicians, because he said, we're in the office all the time. We don't get a lot of sunshine and stuff like that. So he was just like, it's very common. I really did start feeling better just by taking vitamin D. And I don't want to give medical advice, but it did really change the way that I felt, and the way that I wasn't getting colds and stuff anymore, or as severely. And then just following the Mediterranean diet with lots and lots of vegetables. I don't think I've ever eaten in such a nutritious way before. I mean, my mom always put nutritious meals on the table, but they were very American style meals where, you know, meat was the center of the table. So I just completely changed the way that I ate, which gave me a lot more energy as well. I think part of it is finding the diet and striking out on my own at the same time really helped with the burnout, and, you know, just so much happier and more relaxed now.
As far as finding the niche, do you think it just comes to you? What do you think? Because there's a lot of question there. You know, like you mentioned, we're told to niche down initially.
Right.
Any advice there that you could give?
I really think you have to play to your own strengths. So find out what you're good at, what you're interested in before you choose. You don't want to just choose a niche that you're not, you know, because you think it might be a popular niche, you know. So you have to know what you're interested in. And then when you do start thinking about who would be interested in the same things as you and figuring out who they are, try to figure out what are their needs and wants and what they want to read about. You know, it doesn't have to be too far from yourself. You know, like I said, a lot of times people find that their target market is themselves 5 years before. And I find that I'm attracting people who are just starting on their Mediterranean journey. Now that I'm, you know, so many years, I'm actually like, you know, 7 years along into my Mediterranean journey. I'm finding people who are just starting out with that. And people approach the Mediterranean diet in different ways for different reasons. But the commonality is that they all want to just eat healthier. You know, they always tell you when you're trying to find your target market to pick a gender and an age and an education level and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not really sure that that's as important. It really depends on the topic, you know, that you're trying to do. Because for me, I find there are a lot of women who follow me, but I do find that men follow me as well, especially on YouTube, because they're really just looking for recipes and then they happen to find me. And it really can be a broader age range than that they tell you to kind of like niche down into like a, you know, like go for millennials or go for this. I'm finding that even though I was trying to strike for people who were more a little in the older range, I'm attracting many, many people who are much younger. So sometimes your target in the market can surprise you. And I don't think it has to be it can be narrow focus in the subject matter that you're teaching, but it doesn't have to be super specific to a very tiny audience.
I'm really happy when you said that you're attracting a younger population, because it makes me think that they are more versed to eating healthy. I look at my daughter who's young, she's 17. She's all about, well, we have to go and get grains, and it's amazing. Yeah. I'd like to say that I influenced her, but I truly don't. It's the Instagrammers that she follows. It's just like, so-and-so said this and that. And
Yeah. Well, the good thing is a lot of people that I find on YouTube and on Instagram, and maybe it's just because they're pushing them in front of me because I do want to eat healthily, you know, they push in front of you what you're interested in. But I do find a lot of young people on there really trying to be healthy, and that's very encouraging.
Yeah, me too. All right, so going forward, what do you see for yourself? Where would you like to be in a few years?
Well, I'm trying to grow my audience to a larger, you know, I just want to reach as many people as I can. So I'm trying to just grow my YouTube channel to maybe reach 10,000 subscribers. And I'm trying to, I would like to do another book. I'm actually thinking, you know, not another cookbook, but I would really love to write a novel that sort of illustrates the lifestyle. So, you know, maybe a novel about a woman who finds herself and, you know, really goes through all these things, and, you know, maybe there'll be a couple of recipes in it. So that's my dream project for next year. I haven't really fleshed it out yet, but I would love to write a novel of, you know, a fictitious woman as an example, so people can see the lifestyle in action and not just read about the lifestyle and what you're supposed to be doing. You know, so maybe a woman who goes to Italy or something. I haven't really fleshed it out yet, but that's one of my dream projects. And I would really love to somehow create an app, but I've been reading a lot about how hard it is to create an app and how expensive and how hit or miss it is to put an app out into the world. So I'm kind of debating whether or not to do that. And for, I was just writing out my 2021 goals. So it's funny that you're asking me this, because I always, I'm a planner way and ahead of time for things. But I, people keep asking me to, keep encouraging me to start a podcast. So I think I'm going to start a podcast very soon. So hopefully that in the beginning of the year, I'll be able to release it. So that's my future plans.
Thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on. And thanks for being a cheerleader for the book. Just hold it up again.
Absolutely. Let's do that. Ready? We'll finish it off this way.
All right, guys. All right. Thanks so much, Sharon.
So Donna's book is called The Big Book of Mediterranean Diet Cooking. There's over 200 recipes, there's meal plans, and it's all about a healthy lifestyle. You can find her book in the show notes down below. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.